This show contains quite a lot of swearing, so if you're offended by that kind of thing or have young children around, you have been warned.
That's way too spicy for me.
Oh, I need a bit of salt on that.
You're putting a banana in your quesadilla.
What a combo.
What a combo.
What a combo.
With Fern Brady.
With Fern Brady.
With Fern Brady.
Hello, I'm Fern Brady, and this is What a Combo, the food podcast where guests share some delicious, some bizarre, and some downright awful food pairings. If you're listening to the show, by the way, you can watch us on YouTube as well. And also head over to Twisted's YouTube page and you'll find us there. If you're watching already, hello, it's me. This is my face. Right, here's our guest this week. If you take some miso paste, stir in the juice of two limes, chuck in a dash of boy band good looks, a smattering of Instagram charm, all mixed together with 50 ml of Aperol and some Tresemme styling cream for those luscious curls, it's today's guest. It's the vegan internet chef and author of the 20-minute vegan cookbook, is Callum Harris.
I'm like quite overwhelmed with like that.
Your little arms were stretched now.
They were stretched, probably off frame. I don't use Tresemme. So far.
Yeah, that was quite a dated hair reference. I felt mortified.
It's all good though. Sea salt spray, if you are wondering.
For texture.
Yeah, for texture. And you just rough it and then just leave it and hope for the best.
We're going to start with our first course. This is our snack and combo that you've brought in for me. I hope it's good. Oh.
Whoa.
Why did you bring this in?
Great question.
It is hummus. It is just standard.
It is indeed hummus and flatbread. Mm-hmm. I've brought this in because I love dips. And I think when you are trying to, I don't know, snack, there's nothing better than dipping bread into something.
Oh, I've just thought of something.
Go on.
There's a dip that I love making. So I'm a vegetarian, which is an incredibly...
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Go on. Yes.
It's a very
halfway
70s...
Then, have it.
Well, it's a really 70s way to be. Hardly anyone's a veggie anymore, I feel. This is a dip that I really like that's vegetarian, but not vegan. Mm. It's where you get... you know labneh? You
I
get
do
like
know
yogurt. Yeah. And you strain it.
Uh-huh.
So I make my own labneh.
Okay.
And then I mix in some garlic, olive oil, chilies. I fry the garlic and the oil and stuff. And then I mix it all together and put toppings on it to decorate it. It's amazing. People love it.
It's like a tzatziki-ish or not really?
It's not like tzatziki. It's just, it's more like, it's a really thick, creamy dip. It's almost like, it's like soft cream cheese. Mm. How would I recreate that so that it's vegan?
The obvious pick is to get a plant-based yogurt. So, there's plenty on the market, but for me, the Oatly one, there's a Greek yogurt. So I guess in theory, you could strain that and do the same thing.
You can make nice dips out of cannellini beans and things like that, I think.
So I got a recipe coming out tonight. It's probably been out already, but essentially it is cannellini beans with, you like fry or confit is the fancy term for it, garlic and rosemary, and you put that in a blender with the cannellini beans, tahini, a bit of harissa, lemon, and you blitz that with ice cubes, make it proper smooth and creamy, and you end up with a really good dip on top of crispy chili oil. And I did that, and oh my god, like, you know when like you make something and like you don't want to gas yourself up, i.e. like you don't want to feel like, oh, this is amazing, but you need other people to try it, and when they confirm it and you're like, yeah,
I always do that.
Do you always gas yourself, like, do you always like big yourself up?
Yeah, I think I got asked to do a cooking show and my agent was really appalled because he was like, how do you feel about doing this? And I was like, well, they're probably getting me on because they think I'll be funny, but if anything, I'm going to be too good at cooking and ruin the show for everyone else.
Was it supposed to be like a show where it was like, you're not?
I think people see me being silly on TV before, they thought, oh, she's going to mess up all the recipes. And I was like, no, I will win. Right,
how's the hummus, by the way?
Huh?
How do you think of the hummus?
Oh, thanks for asking.
That's all right.
So hummus I only started eating again recently. For ages, I thought it was kind of a waste of time food. This is like fancy hummus that you'd get in a restaurant.
It's smooth. Like, you need the smooth stuff. Yeah. So my personal thing is that if you're buying it from the shop, there's a brand called Sabra.
That's the one that I get.
It's smooth. Yeah. It's the green lid. And it's like the green lid of like a green traffic light lighting up to you. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you're about.
What about the flatbreads though? Because this is pretty much the only bread that I can make as a flatbread.
Flatbreads are really easy as well. No, you can use the plant-based yogurt. I've done that before and that works. But you don't need to prove it as long as other breads.
It's something I don't want the power to know how to do because I love bread so much. I would feel like the guy
in Breaking
Bad. Did you
try and make sourdough in lockdown?
No, I didn't. I got it from a local. This is weird, actually. This guy that lived across the road from me he was into my comedy and he realized that I'd moved in across the road.
Okay.
And he messaged me and was like, oh, I like your stuff. I've started making sourdough. Can I bring you some? And then I said where my address was.
Can I just say
that?
Can I just say, what? If someone messages me saying, oh, like, can I bring you some bread? I'm like, no. Like, I will meet you time and place in a public setting and I will grab the bread off you.
So basically, I said my address, which was stupid, and then he said his address and he lived across the road.
Okay, yeah.
And I thought I was going to, like, open the curtains and he'd just be standing in the window holding some bread.
He just puts you in the sourdough
store. With a knife. But he's very normal.
Right.
Still in touch with him now. But no, I didn't learn how to make sourdough. I don't want... I've had a go at it before.
What's his name?
Tom.
Tom. I'm sorry, Tom.
he used to make us brownies and put them through the letterbox.
No, you seem lovely,
well.
Tom. Not a weirdo. No.
So you've written this cookbook, The 20-Minute Vegan. Was it difficult writing it? And did a lot of your friends and family get sick of you testing out recipes on them?
Oh, so... It wasn't too difficult per se. The difficult part was trying to make the meals 20 minutes and vegan. If something doesn't taste like great or like it relies too much on comparison, I'm like, yeah, nah, it's got to be like everything's got to be great. Like everything's got to be something that you'd want to make.
And when you say it relies too much on comparison, do you mean, can you give an example?
Yeah, I can give an example. So let's say, I don't know, one of the trial recipes I had was a vegan halloumi. And it was made out of tofu. And as much as it was nice, it did taste like tofu with lemon.
That was what I thought you meant.
And it's fine. But I would feel like I would do a disservice if I was to call it a quote-unquote vegan halloumi.
That's too many people are trying to recreate. Is it like... non-vegan food and it's like stop mourning the stuff that you can't eat.
Exactly.
And appreciate all the good stuff that you can.
And it wasn't about making a book about like, oh, here's like vegan fried chicken or here's fish and chips.
Stuff like
it's fine and it has its place and I I'll be honest, I welcome it. Like if I'm out and I see a good like vegan chicken burger, I will have it. And also like McPlants are great drunk. McDonald's Ballon 1 a.m. cool anyway. Yeah, so that's like my kind of thing is making good food that just happens to be plant-based.
Where was I? I was just in Iceland and it was one of the least veggie-friendly places.
I was in Malaga with the rest of Essex and basically...
Oh no, you're from Essex.
No, I'm not. I'm actually from Bromley.
Oh, that's down the road from me.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Are you all right baiting out your government location?
Catford.
Oh, yeah, my nan grew up in Catford.
Quite hipster now.
But is it? Have they still got the big cat?
That's turned into a hipster thing. So there's like Catford craft beer with a cat
usable?
On it.
Am I just picking apart the set?
Yeah, now, so this has come up earlier. Before we started recording, Callum asked if this was stunt water and if these were... real napkins. Well, everything's real.
This is all a lie. Imagine.
I don't know what you
this
thought.
Water's wax.
I mean, that's the end of this course. I thought it was great. I've just remembered the reason I didn't like hummus for years was when I used to live in Clapham and I just associate it with all the
Infernos.
Knobs. No, I lived next door to Infernos.
Did you? I'm
and
sorry
I
to
never
hear that,
went,
my friends.
Even though I'm called Fern.
Yeah.
I just associate hummus with living in Clapham and all the... They had, like, multiple different kinds.
Yeah.
And because it was so middle class there.
Yeah.
And then when I moved to Catford, there was, like, one pot of hummus to share between all of Lewisham. I give this 4 out of 5. I hope you're happy with that, Callum.
Ugh.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girly?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, no tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinners on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
Welcome back to What a Combo. Coming up later, we've got the Twisted Combo, but just now, it's Wild Combo time. This is Callum's guilty pleasure.
Hello.
It's a combination of foods that you eat that you might be embarrassed to share, but I'm actually forcing you to. Can you reveal what it is?
Yeah.
This better not be disgusting. Oh, I love these.
Yeah.
I've actually, it's a crumpet.
It is.
It's got what smells like Lyle's golden syrup on it.
Ish, yeah. So,
is it not?
Pretty much. It's maple syrup and coconut oil, and you fry a crumpet in it. There's a book called Mezcla by a woman called Easter Belfridge. I hope I've got her name right. But essentially, she made a crumpet into a dessert. So, I think she baked hers, and I decided to fry it one day. And I topped it with like some plant-based yogurt. That and berries with this works like as a dessert without being a dessert.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I'm buzzing to have this.
Right.
I love crumpets so, so
I'm
much.
I'm hoping I'm over it. Oh, hello, it's a bit sticky.
I normally have them with evil honey.
Evil honey.
Well, you know,
no,
isn't it bad for bees to be slaves?
Yeah,
they should
yeah,
just
true.
What's your views on that?
Well, what's my views on honey?
Don't they exploit the queen bee or whatever?
Yeah, no, apparently they staple the wings and you find that out.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
It's mad, yeah. Right, cheers.
Maybe I shouldn't have asked that.
No, don't
I
worry.
I don't want us to touch crumpets.
No, it's fine. We can have a little thing. I don't know.
When did you first make this? When you read about that woman making it?
Like last year.
Mm.
And I made it on a whim. I think it was at Christmas time. And
you know how you could make it at Christmas?
Mm.
Add some spices to the syrup.
Well, like, I thought about carrying this on and just keep making sweet crumpets. But I don't want to be known as, like, the sweet crumpet man. Do you know what I mean?
And also, that would be awful.
What a legacy.
Awful.
I imagine.
No, it would be great.
All my career has just led up to being the sweet crumpet man.
So many music festivals now, I've noticed, have a little crumpet still, so you could totally set. Yeah, yeah. Or maybe, do you know what it is? I got those like family friendly ones,
right, like
where there's a lot of parents.
And, yeah. Car fest.
Yeah, no. Well, cut all that, because I was going to go down a cul-de-sac and it would have been fucking shit. Since our show's all about combos, I've got some very important questions to ask you.
Okay.
But I need you to give me just quick fire answers. Try not to think about it. Outside of food, what's your favourite combination of adjacent countries?
Oh. Oh. Spain and Italy. They technically border, do they?
Good one.
Do they?
Do they? Do they? I'm asking the producers.
We think so. Yeah.
Favourite combo of vibes?
Vibes.
I don't even know what vibes are.
What does that mean?
Are you not Gen Z?
Yeah, I am Gen Z, but it's like our favourite combo of vibes. Like,
I honestly thought you would answer it immediately.
Yeah, vibes, right. Favourite combo of vibes, I would say, good music and a walk.
Well, so middle-aged for
so
one,
middle-aged.
So young.
I like long walks on the beach. If I had a dating profile, it'd be like a 45-year-old of like...
You don't have a dating profile?
I don't, no.
What's your shit combos?
What's my what?
I'm going to ask... Sorry, I did that with my mouth full.
That
was very rude. I'm going to ask you your least favourite combinations of actors in a film.
Oh, as in like two actors that shouldn't work together?
Yeah.
Do you know what? And I'm glad they stopped this. Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, that's so good.
They were good. They were good in Silver Linings Playbook.
Mm.
But then, I don't know if you found it, like, it just kept going and going and going. Like, there were like four different films with them together.
I thought you meant Silver Linings Playbook because I had to turn
you didn't
that
like
off.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, it fell too low.
It was good, but like, I felt like that was like
like keep that to what it is. Like, don't keep that going. I would say those two for me. No offense to them. They're probably great people. Like,
least favorite combination of vibes.
Of vibes. Vibes. Let's go for when you see something funny, but then you don't have your phone out in time to record it. So you just end up with this late video of like the aftermath of what just happened.
Yes!
Like if someone's fallen over, I've got food in my mouth. But
no, I know what you mean. I was getting the train from Catford to London Bridge and a woman got on with a buggy filled with poodles. Mm-hmm. And I was laughing so much I forgot to film, and then she went mental at me.
Well,
I had,
mate, I got back from holiday and I got rudely reminded of why I live in London, because I went into my local Sainsbury's and I walked in and then I thought all was fine. I had my headphones on. Out of nowhere is this man with a backpack, top off, just socks, pants, running and spilling everything all over the aisles. And oh, I was dear. Like, and like it shook me because I'm just listening to like probably Harry Styles or something. And then like, I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? And I fucking.
Which Harry Styles song?
Oh, is that a question or are you just asking?
I was just asking. No, I read that your dream person to cook for is Harry Styles.
Yeah, correct.
What would you cook him? Would you cook him anything from this new recipe book?
Oh, yeah.
And why?
I'd cook the red pepper pasta, and I'd probably cook the butter tofu curry. It's called butter, quote-unquote chicken, but not actually chicken.
Is he veggie or vegan?
I don't think he eats meat. I think he's actually...
That was what I was thinking.
I think he's like on our side. He's actually like... He's flying the flag for everyone apart from the vegans. But yeah, if he could, like, I don't know. Like, I think it'd be funny. Like, do you get what I mean? Like, you think about things, you're like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if that happened? But...
Would you not be stressed? Well...
This is the thing.
I've not heard that he's a diva, so I was going to say, would you be stressed cooking for him?
Oh, do you know what? I probably wouldn't. I'd probably be all right. Because I think you get that first onset nerves, but then also, like, if it's meant to be, like, you're meant to be there. Do you get what I mean? So when you go,
it's like you
doing stand-up and like you're doing like, I don't know, Apollo or like you're doing...
Or if you have a famous person that you look up to come to your gig.
Yeah.
I think you've got to think, well, they want to be here, exactly. So don't disappoint
them. Yeah, they've paid the money to be there, but they know what you are as well. Yeah. So it kind of like works out.
It could happen.
So it could happen.
Oh.
Go on.
When I was... researching you outside of your Instagram, I came across a Callum Harris. He's on Apple Music and Spotify.
Is it?
Yeah, I need to check if it's the same person.
Not, I don't know if it's the same person.
Well, do you remember making any music?
Not to the best of my knowledge, no. No.
No?
I don't think that's me. That's me when the milk powder's in my food. Just like... Oi, what did you...
Sorry, what did you ask you when the milk powder's in your food?
Yeah, that's me, my reaction. But like in a matter, like, just one Google away is like... This like bloke with a vegan cookbook and then turned to like death metal heavy, like
listen,
internet's mad. Is there another Fern Brady in
that? She writes erotic fiction in Texas and she's caused me serious problems.
It's not too far off.
Oh no, man, she's caused me so many issues when my own book came out.
Oh, really?
And I kept getting invited to Texas Fern Brady's meetings.
Is that why your Instagram is Fern Brady from Southgate?
From Bathgate. No, sorry. It's cool because people always think I'm from Glasgow and I'm like, how dare you?
That might have been more fitting for the Texas thing. They'll be like, just some American going, is that the real Fern Brady?
No.
Oh, no. Seems to be the Bathgate one. Can't be doing that.
Genuinely, like, other Fern Brady bugs me so much. She only causes me problems. I hope I never bump into her.
Do you like an older woman or?
I'd say so.
I'm just thinking of the logistics of a fight here. Like, could Fern Brady have Fern Brady in a scrap?
Yes. Can I just say?
Yes.
I've been presented with a lot of disgusting food on this show, and I'm so happy with what you gave me. It was like a nice spin on something I normally eat at home, and I've already invented a Christmas version in my head, so I'm going to give this 5 crumpets out of 5. Thank you.
What?
Spain and Italy don't border each other as countries at all.
Great. I know everything about the mark.
Put your metal hat back on.
All right, go on.
It's now time for me to present you with the meal designed by our twisted food scientists. It's the twisted combo. Now, this is something that they haven't just thrown it together. The twisted test kitchens made this to see how it is on us guinea pigs. I hope you're ready for it. It could go either way.
Bear in mind. Oh, okay.
So I would assume this is tamarind paste, because this looks like a biryani.
Yeah, so that looks like biryani.
Do you want to give it a smell?
I think that's like hoisin, though.
I felt that right down my spine. It's chocolate sauce.
Yeah, it's chocolate. I don't give them the lime. That's nice of them.
So this was a real thing. This is a biryani with chocolate sauce. This did the rounds on the internet in 2021 because there was a food stall in Karachi in Pakistan.
Right.
And they added this combo to the menu.
And it worked.
Whoa. We'll have to find out.
Okay.
What are you going to do with
your... Yeah, so this is the thing. So I'm debating. Just... Do I get the spoon and dip in? Or, yeah.
I've just drizzled it.
I'm going to drizzle. For those listening, we're both drizzling.
That's just messed with my brain. So as I was drizzling it, I was thinking of brown sauce. My brain feels confused.
I'll squeeze a bit of lime as well. You know, just make it a bit.
No.
Yeah, go on.
I don't want to do that.
No, I'm just right. Do you want to do it same time or?
Yeah.
All right, give me a sec.
No, you're going to trick me. No,
go on. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
This is like fundamentally disrespectful.
I don't know why. Do you know what?
To food.
It's not bad.
Okay, so.
It's not bad.
At first it was really bad, and then the cinnamon, there's cinnamon in the biryani and it's going really well with the chocolate, the cinnamon and the chili.
It's not bad, it's just like, why? Do you get what I mean?
Well.
Like if I'm on the internet, yeah, and I put peas in paella, or paella, if the Spanish want to come at me. If I do that, I get more slack than the person who's made chocolate sauce with biryani. So if that's the case,
it's so bad.
It's weird, man. It's weird.
Sorry,
But I will try more.
Because you keep being like, oh, the scientists. You're like, oh, there must be something in it because it's science.
I've just had some normal biryani. Did you pour the whole thing?
A fair amount. Yeah, I can see that.
I left the sides for you, man.
I've poured more than you.
No, I left the sides for you. The biryani's lovely. The chocolate sauce is also lovely. Together, they're not good.
Yeah, I'll never find out how the two things are separately now. They're just...
No, but again, someone must have just been... we can't say that because it's probably PG, but like someone must have been like really happy one day. Really, really like happy and did this.
I'm stamping my feet on the ground.
I don't know.
The other thing is this isn't very good chocolate sauce. It's too sweet.
Yeah, I would say that's like, do you remember like the squeezy blue bottles? I'm not sure what the brand was called, but you know that one where it was like they did the red sauce and the chocolate sauce for ice cream?
Yeah.
You're right.
Sorry, I want to scrape my tongue just now. It feels so bad. Thank you.
That's all right, no worries.
It's so nice of you.
Yeah, no worries. It's free as well. It's actually not wax.
Would you, I mean, so this was a real recipe that people
I'm
made.
Just gonna keep going.
Thank you.
It's real, yeah?
This was a thing they were selling at a stall.
All right.
And then it kind of gained notoriety. But is there any viral recipes that you've made? Because I did that TikTok feta pasta.
That's, do you know what?
I still make that.
This is the thing. Some things are great and other things like don't stick the landing. Do you know what? I'm sounding really boring because I actually don't know any of the bloody hacks that you're right.
I'm just eating this as a little soup now. Is that strange?
No, it's fine. Hang on. All right.
There used to be a cafe in Edinburgh called Chocolate Soup, and it just served melted bowls of chocolate. And then you could buy sides with it, like shortbread or marshmallows and stuff.
There's there's a place in Borough Market called Humble Crumble, and they just serve apple crumbles and like fruit crumbles.
Oh.
And like their queues are massive because they just will do any kind of combo or crumble.
Do you know what? If they used a quality chocolate sauce,
I think
this might have been okay. Mm. This is like the sauce that you put on an ice cream.
Yeah, that little blue bottle one.
But I don't want anyone watching. I don't want you to be put off. I'm telling you now, if you get like 85% dark chocolate, if you get the type of dark chocolate that's so strong, you can't
like eat to
very
the point where like
it.
You try and you like you feel like
you're like
your
this
mouth's
tastes like
dry.
Dark from the
yeah.
ground.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to get that chocolate, make that
tastes like
into
a shadow,
sauce.
Basically. Yeah,
yeah,
like that,
and, yeah. Put, and put that in because I think it would work. It's just because this is ice cream sauce.
Yeah. I feel like we let someone cook a bit too much. Do you get what I mean?
I just feel like a bent. I feel like a human bent. Right, Callum.
I feel bad for you because it's like I've come on and just like
I've got a fundamental respect for food. That's the thing. I really respect food, and this is like saying I hate food.
Yeah,
I think it's stupid.
It is. It's like
eating out my fucking recycling.
I do love
bin.
It though because like you've had a feel like this is a food podcast and like sorry for the accent. Like,
I know.
Welcome to my podcast about food. I love food, and he just got this is shite. This is full. Sorry, no, but that was.
I was like, I'm worried it's going to be similar to off menu, and they were like, oh, it won't be. No one's ever eaten out of bins before.
Season 2 is going to be a mad one. They're going to serve you like crap pancakes. Like,
yeah.
So someone did this in Tennessee in 2019.
Yeah. Oh, as long as someone did it on a food stall.
It drove the streets crazy.
Right, so Callum, do you think this combo slaps or is it rubbish? That doesn't rhyme. Who wrote that? Well, I'm so glad someone wrote these rhyming...
All right.
Let's just decide. Let's okay. give this a rating. Let's say this is terrible.
It's
and
not
it's,
good.
Insulting to everyone.
I would
involved.
Say. I would say. I would like to try it one more with proper dark chocolate.
Just I've got faith you'd do a good version.
I wouldn't even do it. Do you get what I mean? Like
you wouldn't.
If you go to the length of making a biryani, and then just suddenly smothering. Oh no.
I don't even want it to look. I can't believe you put this squeeze of lime on it as well.
No,
that's
but that kind of like, it gives it a benefit of the doubt, doesn't it? Like, it's all right. Does this even, yeah, we covered?
I give it 0. I give it -5/5.
We'll give it +4 for courtesy because I don't know what you're going to eat in the future. So we'll just give it -1.
I feel really unwell now. That's it from me and Callum this week. Callum, I hope you're feeling okay after that repulsive food.
It's so good.
Thanks so much.
Don't worry.
Best of luck with your cookbook. Everyone should buy it. 20-minute vegan.
Thank you. It should, yeah, 20-minute vegan. It's on. It's in all bookshops, including Amazon and WH Smith.
And go follow him online because his recipes are amazing. Bye!